Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. Throughout the year, we're talking with the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Mick Lee. Today, we're here with Dr. Deromi, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. I want to have a neuro discussion. Dr. Deromi, thank you for joining us.
It's my absolute pleasure to be here.
Today, I wanted to talk about aneurysms, and I try not to Google too many things because I don't want to get myself worried about certain symptoms I might be experiencing, and our listeners might feel the same way. So can you give us a little background about what is an aneurysm?
I'd be happy to. And as a segue, everyone Googles medical conditions. And if that helps our patient population be more informed, it's easier to know that up front. And we can simply educate our patients, solve misconceptions, and get them on the right path. So in my practice, I have nothing against Googling. So Back to your question. A brain aneurysm represents an area of weakness in the wall of a blood vessel. A blood vessel is essentially a pipe delivering blood from the heart to the brain. If part of the wall of that blood vessel is weak, it's going to bulge out. And that bulge is called an aneurysm. As these bulges grow, they become larger. They become almost like a blister or a mushroom. The larger the aneurysm, the easier it is to detect it.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Deromi, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine, and today's topic is about aneurysms. The thing I think about is how serious they are. Are they typically fatal?
The challenge is that the only time we hear about brain aneurysms is when one of these has leaked, ruptured, burst. All they indicate is that the wall became so thin, the blood escaped from the blood vessel into the brain. When that happens, it can be a very dangerous and potentially catastrophic event. A ruptured aneurysm has about a 30% mortality, and of the two-thirds of patients that do survive, only about one-third of that group will have a good outcome. So having a ruptured brain aneurysm is bad. It can be fatal, although some patients can have good outcomes, but for that reason, it's very scary. However, the vast majority of brain aneurysms are detected incidentally before their burst. In fact, brain aneurysms are pretty common. About 3% of the population have a brain aneurysm. The vast majority of brain aneurysms remain quiet and don't bother the individual. It's a select number that rupture or grow and require to be treated.
That's good to hear that it's more common than I thought, and that if you do have one, it may not always turn into a catastrophic situation. We're talking with Dr. Deromi, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. This is Voices of Better Medicine. So my next obvious question is there a way to prevent aneurysms?
That's a million-dollar question. So right now, we know what will increase your risk of having brain aneurysm. My advice to my patients is stack the odds in your favor. Don't smoke at all. Do not